OK， 我们现在开始我们下一堂课。我们的讲员是 Johnny， 他的介绍我要请他自己介绍了，好不好？ Johnny， would you please introduce yourself?
Sure.、
Okay.
Hi.
Okay, this is for you.
Oh, where this? Oh, like.Look, I got bling. my name is Joni Lum, and I'm a children's pastor in Chinese Baptist Church in Irvine. And so I've been a kid lead, lead trainer for maybe 5 or 6 years now, and my heart is invested in growing children as leaders. And so I've been partnering with my youth guy, and we have a leadership training program that develops them all the way through. And so I'm here today to share about how to grow children as leaders in your church. So thank you all for being here. I'm sorry I'm a little late. I'm usually not late, but you know, that happens. I hope you can read English. I'm sorry, I did not translate. And actually, I couldn't even if I wanted to. But I could have asked someone else to. Are you guys all, I know you can't, if you don't speak English, I know this is like not worth asking, but is everyone okay with English? Right, like, why are we even? I never liked that. My pastor would be like, does anyone need translation? And then he would say it in the other language. And then, okay, so I'm just going to do it all. And if you need translation, then somebody can lean over. Okay, so have you been in stuff all morning?
Yeah,
so you're probably tired. Okay, I'm going to start with an activity. First, I'm going to open in prayer. And then we'll do an activity, and then we'll debrief with the handout I gave you. Okay, so let's pray. Father God, we're here because you called us to serve you and to work with the littlest ones in our church. And I pray, Father, that you would be with us in our time, that you would bless it, that you would inspire in the people's hearts here a vision for growing kids as leaders in your church, to see them as souls that are loved and deeply loved by you, and to see them as people, little but people. So, Father, bless our time in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, get into groups of four. No, get into groups of five. Get into groups of five. Can we do that? Are we good? Approximately. If you have a little more or a little less, that's okay. Huh. Okay, so if I pull this up, is that going to break anything? Okay, are we good? Are you all in groups of about five? Okay, so maybe can this group move up over here a little bit? Can you guys move up here just a little bit so there's a little space? So we're going to get into groups of five and then kind of separate yourself. Make a circle if you can. I'll just pull this out later because... There we go. Okay, so you guys can be a group of five. Yeah, come on up. So normally, we have a formal leadership training program at my church for kids that are in 5th and 6th grade. Does 6th grade go junior high here or?
Yeah.
Some, right? And then, yeah, in Irvine it's kind of half-half. So I do leadership training with my preteens, which is anywhere from 4th through 6th grade. And what you guys are going to do now is one of the activities in the training program that I run. I want you guys to see it and experience it, and then we'll talk through why we did what we did and explain how, if you wanted to do something in your church, how you could do something similar. Okay? So in your groups of about four or five, pick a leader. Pick a person. person to be the leader of your group. Yeah? Are we all set with that? Okay, so now that you picked a leader, can you come, how many groups have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. Leader, pick somebody in your team to come up and get three balloons. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6, 7. Oh, get two, because I can't divide. Get two balloons. Because I only have 15 and I'll be off. Two balloons, yeah. See, math was not my thing. Hi, Liz. I was out in the courtyard and I was like, where do I go? And everyone's like, where are you? Oh, I parked on the side. I keep running up. Okay. So, leaders, the leader of each team, you guys are the, quote, leader. And you're going to lead your team of people to do an activity, to accomplish a task. Leadership is when you can lead, or what I teach is organizational leadership. That means you lead other people to accomplish something together. Right? There's spiritual leadership, there's other kinds of leadership, but what we want to teach our kids to do is to do organizational leadership, because that's the kind of leadership they're going to be experiencing mostly in church, right? You want to lead a team to do something. Teach Sunday school, have lunch, go swimming. No, maybe not. Have a swim team. So, you guys are going to lead your team. And ordinarily, I would start off with a little brief teaching theme, but I'm not going to do that because I just want you guys to do this activity first. So this activity, so leaders, listen up, this is what you're going to do. This activity is a balloon relay with a couple of different stages. So team leaders, you might want to take notes because I'm going to explain the three parts of the race. If not, you just remember it because you want to tell your team what to do so that you can successfully participate in this race. So the first time, you will have two balloons. You have one balloon to start with, and then if it pops, then you can blow up the other one and use it. Okay? So you'll need at some point to blow up your balloon. Now, in the first part of the race, two people from your team must carry the balloon pressed between them without using your hands. You could use your elbows. What else could you use? You could use your head. But not your hands. Okay? So up one way, don't use your hands. You have to hold the balloon in between. Now the second part of the race, so it's up and back, and then the next pair goes. As soon as they have to come back, and then you can start the next group. No cheating. But children, they'll cheat. But with you guys, no problem. Right? I don't know. I really want to win. So let me finish and then you can ask the question. The second time, do you get the balloon all the way across by just tapping it in the air? You may not let it fall on the floor. If it falls on the floor, you have to come all the way back to the beginning and do it all over again. Okay? So up, and then you should have someone at the other end to take it back. So you don't have to do it both ways. And then the third way is you're going to kick a balloon on the floor. So you kick it with your feet.